Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In his answer, Gates fails to mention that he has himself been instrumental in kickstarting and funding the research into the very type of digital certificates for vaccination that he is speaking about, or that these digital certificates, likely, at first, to be a digital marker linked to a biometric ID, could very well one day take the form of vaccine-implanted quantum dot tattoos. But, as in so many other aspects of the unfolding crisis, Gates' unscientific pronouncement that we will need digital certificates to prove our immunity in the new normal of the post-coronavirus world.
Eventually, what we'll have to have is certificates of who's a recovered person, who's a vaccinated person.
Is now being implemented by a number of governments. It is now being reported that OnFido, a tech startup specializing in AI-based biometric ID verification, is in talks with the British government to provide the type of digital certification Gates mentioned, dubbed an immunity passport. The proposed system would require would-be workers to use the OnFido-provided app to scan their face or other biometric data, link that information to a SARS-CoV-2 antibody test, or, eventually, proof of coronavirus vaccination, and then have their picture taken and immunity verified every time they wish to access a restricted space or work environment. Last month, OnFido announced that it had raised $50 million in a round of investments led by Bill Gates' old company, Microsoft. But this is not Gates' first experience with the field of biometric identity. A decade ago, the government of India began what has been called the largest social experiment on Earth, enrolling over 1 billion people in the largest biometric identification database ever constructed. The project, involving iris scanning and fingerprinting the entirety of the Indian population, recording their biometric details in a centralized database, and issuing them a 12-digit identity number that could be used to prove residence and access government services, all within the span of a few years, presented an incredible societal, legal, and technological challenge. It's no surprise, then, that the person who was brought in as the chief architect of the Aadhaar project when it was launched, Nandan Nilekani, co-founder of Indian multinational Infosys, is also a longtime friend of Bill Gates and a partner with Bill and Melinda Gates on a philanthropic venture called Co-Impact, which supports initiatives to address major social challenges at scale. Nilekani's involvement in Aadhaar has even made him one of Gates' heroes, featured in slick video promotions produced by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
My friend, Nandan Nilekani, is one of India's best-known entrepreneurs. He led the creation of the world's largest biometric ID system. Now, he's working to promote his platform to improve the lives of the world's poorest people.
There are more than a billion people around the world who don't have any kind of ID. They can't do anything in life without an ID because people are mobile, they're migrants, and wherever they go, whether they want a job or whether they want to board a train or whether they want to get a bank account or get a mobile connection, if the person has no way of proving who they are, then they just won't get access to those services. So the challenge we had was, how do we give a billion people, many of whom don't have birth certificates, how do we give them an ID?
And Gates has personally praised the Aadhaar scheme as a huge asset for India.
Well, Aadhaar is a huge asset for India. It was designed very well. The fact that you can make digital payments so easily, you can open a bank account. Yeah. India is a leader in that. Our foundation, you know, worked with the Reserve Bank. Nandan Nilekani and a group of people that he pulled together did a great job.
But Gates is not merely an arm's-length admirer of the Aadhaar experiment. He is not only personally connected to its chief architect, he is also connected to one of the key companies that spearheaded the technology that underlies the project's biometric database. The company that provides the iris recognition technology at the core of the Aadhaar system, IDEMIA, also provides facial recognition systems for the Chinese government and is currently developing digital driver's licenses for use in the United States. IDEMIA even created the Cushy Baby identification necklaces with embedded microchips that Gavi CEO Seth Berkley touted in his Nature article. Unsurprisingly, the company receives support from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation through its involvement in the GSMA Inclusive Tech Lab.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because it was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interests and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars is a great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Harrison Smith. I am joined here by fellow InfoWars reporter Greg Reese. And I know I'm personally honored, and I feel quite a bit of pressure sitting behind this desk, especially at such an important time period in the history of humanity and where we are now, the Crucible, where truly what happens in the next few days, the next few months, will decide the fate of all of humanity. So what an honor it is to be with you here today on the 19th of May, 2020. So many stories to get into. Greg, what are you looking at?
Basically, COVID. All I've been looking at for several months is COVID, Bill Gates, COVID, forced vaccinations. Yeah, those Corbett reports on Bill Gates are pretty good. I recommend everyone checking them out, and they're all on band.video right now, I believe.
Yeah, they're on band.video and Infowars.com. James Corbett does just incredible work, so definitely get those and spread those. Bill Gates is a supervillain. This is my realization. He's a literal supervillain. I actually went through and started to look at some of the most famous supervillains around these days, and they literally sound like Bill Gates. You have, of course, from the Marvel series, you have Thanos. His whole point is, I'm going to save people by killing half the people. There's too many people, overpopulation. We have to cull the population. Which is just literally, it sounds like a Bill Gates TED talk. And then, of course, you have this story here. Harvard scientists begin experiment to block out the sun. This is something that Bill Gates is involved with. In fact, we have a video of this. I think we can go to this. This is clip number two. This is Bill Gates explaining his plan to save the world. Clip number two. Do you have that? We'll get that in just a second. The engineers are hard at work. But, you know, what do you describe? How do you describe the person who wants to block out the sun and cull the population in order to save the population and is involved in vaccine catastrophes that just do terrible things to people all over the world, and then goes on TV and celebrates himself? I mean, he is literally a supervillain. In fact, I think one of the Jesse Eisenberg plays Lex Luthor in one of the new Superman Batman movies. And if you go to the Wikipedia, it's like the author was like, oh, I based this off Bill Gates. I wanted a Bill Gates-like character. So I don't know. Why do you think people don't recognize the just super villainy of Bill Gates?
I honestly think that some people do. I think that there are a lot of people out there that have bought the whole population control, global warming thing. I remember reading a document about 10 years ago that was a leaked document that was basically saying the world is now ready to be told about population control. They've been conditioned enough to accept it. So I think there are a lot of people out here that think that that this is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here's the amazing thing. You can watch. There's a interview with Mike Wallace and the creator of Planned Parenthood, whatever her demonic name is. And, you know, this was in the 1950s, and she was pushing population control because of overpopulation. They were terrified of overpopulation. You know, it's going to double in this long. And, of course, what actually happened was that the global population far exceeded their most dire predictions. We have way more people on Earth than they ever thought was possible, and yet we have less poverty, less starvation than we ever have had before. Of course, if we'd followed their suggestions back in the 1950s, maybe, you know, the person who invented the crop technique that allowed people to be fed and allowed the population to grow, maybe they would have never been born. You just can't manipulate the human race in the way these people think that you can, including Bill Gates, who I'm told now we have this video. This is Bill Gates. What they call it is stratospheric controlled perturbation experiment. That's the scientific term for it. But here's what it looks like. Here's Bill Gates trying to block out the sun.
Well, sir, you've certainly vanquished all your enemies, the elementary school, the local tavern, the old age home. You must be very proud.
No, not while my greatest nemesis still provides our customers with free light, heat, and energy. I call this enemy the sun. Since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun. I will do the next best thing. Block it out.
Good God!
Imagine it, Smithers. Electrical lights and heaters running all day long.
But, sir, every plant and tree will die. Owls will deafen us with incessant hooting. The town sundial will be useless. I don't want any part of this project. It's unconscionably fiendish.
I will not suffer your insubordination. There has been a shocking decline in the quality and quantity of your toadying, Whelan, and you will fall into line. Now!
No. No, Monty, I won't.
That's Bill Gates. And, I mean, literally, you go from cartoonish supervillain like C. Montgomery Burns to the literal manifestation of this in Bill Gates. Harvard research team intends to spray tiny chalk particles into the stratosphere in a controlled experiment. Computer models can only go so far in predicting the impacts with this geoengineering technique. But don't worry about that. Don't worry about predicting the effects. Don't worry about trying to figure out whether this will actually be a long-term positive solution. Don't worry about that. Just go ahead and block out the sun. It is time for a real-world test, they say. With funding in part by Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, the Harvard team will begin to answer the remaining questions as early as the spring of 2019. So, yes, this has been going on for a year, the Harvard scientist experimenting to block out the sun with help from Bill Gates. And that's, you know, that's just the beginning. You go on to talk about the population control, the culling of, people in poverty. It's like these people in charge, they literally think that you would rather be dead than be poor. And it's sickening.
Yeah. And in the Matrix, that's how the humans tried to beat the machines, was to block out the sun. And that ended up giving AI the upper hand and breeding people as batteries and stuff.
It's just insane. The solutions that they come up to are just as draconian as the problems that they think that they're solving. And again, it's like you just type in supervillain, you know, go find some list, top 25 supervillains of all time or whatever, and just read through what their plans are. And they all sound exactly like Bill Gates's plans. It really is as simple as that. And then, of course, there's the greatest supervillain of them all, Satan, right? The old school, the classic, the Doctor Doom of the Bible. His whole plan, of course, as we know, from Revelations, is to microchip everybody, track everyone, keep everyone in a one-world government. I mean, this stuff is laid out in that wonderful book known as the Bible, and that's exactly the team that these people are on. You just have to look at some of the old James Bond movies with Blofeld on Her Majesty's Secret Service, Lex Luthor, Thanos, Scarecrow, of course, One Punch Man. If you're a fan of anime, there's One Punch Man. One of his nemeses is Vaccine Man, who literally wants to vaccinate the Earth in order to protect the environment. I mean, there's a reason that all of this stuff sounds familiar. It's because we've heard these stories that we're now seeing play out in real life. We've heard them over and over and over again in fantasy and in fiction. And yet here we are. So how do we stand up against a literal supervillain when they aren't wearing tights and a metal helmet and coming out and saying, wahaha, I'm doing this for evil, when they couch everything in, oh, but it's for your own good. It's for your safety. You're hurting everybody if you don't let us do this. How do you fight back against a supervillain who seemingly has all of the media on his side? How do you fight back against this? I'm looking at you, Greg.
I know.
Greg's like looking over his shoulder like, oh, me? Am I supposed to know the answer to this?
Well, no, it's interesting because you're talking about these supervillains, and it's making me think of The Watchmen, which is a great movie. I never read the comic, but the movie, I really enjoyed the movie. And I can't think of the villain's name in that. It was, I think he named himself after an Egyptian pharaoh or something like that. But the character that was trying to expose the plan, Rorschach, was sort of painted as like a low-life villain scum, for as if the message of that movie that I thought when I watched it was keep your mouth shut and don't try to expose this because it's a necessary plan.
Right, you don't understand. You're just a little cretin down there that doesn't understand the big-brained plans that we have to eliminate life on Earth. It's emblematic, right? But everything, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, any major work of fiction that captures the imagination of mankind has this in it. People just don't recognize that, you know, in The Matrix, the machines are the bad guys. You know, do you not realize this? The orcs are the bad guys. Hopefully we can realize this. Many videos on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
We are back. Your co-hosts for today, while Alex Jones is out,
are receiving this.
Myself, Greg Reese, and Harrison Smith here in the Alex Jones Live studio. Just to show that this is happening all over the world right now, there is a massive move by the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, to bring some type of global communist government throughout the entire world right now over this whole COVID thing that's going on. So let's go to clip six, global police state right now. Just for a couple minutes of highlights of what's going on with these police all over the world taking on these protesters that just want to open things back up and work and live their lives.
What are you flexing for? No flex. We got locked up too.
Why is she under arrest?
The four-year-old son is scared.
Why is she under arrest?
Baby, you ain't touching the baby. Leave her alone.
Baby,
they're ripped apart, the son kicking and screaming, held back by two officers.
First protester of the day got arrested for violating the public health order. Deputies arrested another man after this protester got on the beach.
After clip of police just haul people away, throwing them to the ground, headlocks. I mean, complete police state behavior.
What you're seeing right now on band.video is a link to an article, Whistleblower Reveals State-Run Media Mind Control in the UK. And this is a full episode from UK Column News in the UK that just came out within the past week. And it's very interesting. If you have a long attention span, I highly recommend checking out the full video because they really break this down. But I just sort of did a quick edit right here for the segment. And I'm going to go over it. And I'm also anticipating a short video report on this as well. It's very revealing. And it should be no surprise to a lot of our audience. But I mean, now we're getting the actual documents. So basically, before we play this short edit I did of the UK column, I'm just going to go over basically some of the stuff that they cover in this hour. One of the things they cover is this article called Mindspace. And this is a very big article. This is from the Institute for Government, the Cabinet Office of the UK. You can download it online. It's a PDF. Mindspace, Influencing Behavior Through Public Policy. And it goes on to say, applying Mindspace to policymaking. Traditional ways of changing behavior, such as legislation, regulation, and incentives, can be very effective. Mindspace does not attempt to replace these methods. Rather, it extends and enhances them, adding new dimensions that reflect fundamental but often neglected influences on behavior. In basic terms, Mindspace represents the tools for changing behavior. And it basically just goes on to show how people can be manipulated psychologically into being more compliant. Now, the main document that they mention in this video, this is a leaked document from the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies in the UK, SAGE. SAGE is an interesting organization in that they are secretive. Like, they're not allowed to, I mean, they're allowed to keep secret as to the members on the board. The members on the board can volunteer who they are, such as Professor Chris Whitty, Chief Medical Officer for England, has revealed that he is on the board of SAGE. And we also know that in 2008, Professor Chris Whitty received $40 million by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for malaria research in Africa, which is very interesting. And so a document that came out of SAGE that's dated March 22nd, 2020, it's called Options for Increasing Adherence to Social Distancing Measures.
Increasing adherence.
Increasing adherence. And so that's the background for the video. And let's play the video number 8 UK column right now. And that should basically give you an overview of what's going on in the UK.
And that COVID alert level will be determined primarily by R and the number of coronavirus cases. And in turn, that COVID alert level will tell us how tough we have to be in our social distancing measures. The lower the level, the fewer the measures, the higher the level, the tougher and stricter we will have to be. There will be 5 alert levels. Level 1 means the disease is no longer present in the UK, and level 5 is the most critical, the kind of situation we could have had if the NHS had been overwhelmed. Over the period of the lockdown, we've been in level 4. And it's thanks to your sacrifice, we're now in a position to begin to move in steps to level 3. And as we go, everyone will have a role to play in keeping the R down.
The little swingometer, or no, there was a little thing moving down the number of numbers, and it hesitated. It didn't even move down a whole degree. It hesitated. This is deliberate mind manipulation, and in a minute we're going to show you how real this vicious attack by the UK government on the minds of its population is.
I think several times now, Chris, I've said to you, I can't tell you that number because the experts tell me it's not possible to say with certainty what that is.
So the experts have told Nicola Sturgeon that it's not possible to know what that number is. So how are they going to run their traffic light system if they don't know what R0 is?
They are still after getting Bill Gates vaccines to everybody in the country before we're free. But this is the bit we need to concentrate on, the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, SAGE. And what have we got to report? Well, we were given 2 days ago an internal document from SAGE. So here's the government talking about persuasion. Perceived threat. A substantial number of people do not feel sufficiently personally threatened. It could be that they're reassured by the low death rate in their demographic group, although levels of concern may be rising. And what does it go on to say there in bold? The perceived level of personal threat needs to be, quote, increased amongst those who are complacent, using hard-hitting emotional messaging to be effective. This must also empower people by making clear the actions they can take to reduce the threat. Now, that last statement around, Mike, is not about the action.
We'll be back after the break at InfoWars.com.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big Tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Harrison Smith and Greg Reese sitting in for Alex Jones on this 19th of May, 2020. We watched a video in that last segment about the color-coded charts that they're now rolling out for, whatever, COVID, coronavirus threat levels, like they did with the terrorism chart. I mean, this is all about programming people to be able to accept complete control and being dictated when they can leave their house, when they can't. So now we have a nice color-coded little chart. Of course, Austin, Texas is coming out with one. A couple places in the United States is also coming out with this. But one of the craziest clips in that, I'm not sure how clear this was, but they say, okay, we're going to make this chart. It's based on R, which is the rate of transmissibility or whatever they said. And then they're asked, so what exactly is, you know, do you know what the value of R is? And they say, well, the scientists say there is no possible way to know what the value of R is. Okay, so you're shutting down the government based on this chart that's based off of this value that you admit you don't know how to calculate. Just what is going on? Was I missing something here, Greg, or did I hear that correctly?
No, that's true. And if you watch the full video, they get into asking the question, why are they calling it R? Because the actual mathematical equation is R naught. And they're not saying R naught, so they're in this full hour, they're actually saying, are they just abbreviating it, or are they creating a new definition? But it doesn't matter if either way, they're, like you said, they're announcing that there's no way for us to know what R is, so you just have to trust us. And you can see, if you got a document cam, if you have time, you can see here that, you know, Boris Johnson, who, after he got allegedly got COVID and came out, he seemed to have a whole new outlook on life and how great the Ministry of Health or whatever it's called there in England is doing a great job, and he's all behind him. And he's side by side with our Professor Chris Witty, who received $40 million from Bill Gates, just like our President Trump is side by side with Fauci. So we see Gates all over the place in this, funding the whole thing. In the break, I just asked you recently, because there's some reports out about how the Chinese army is now in South Africa, mm-hmm. as consultations helping them with the whole COVID thing. So this is happening worldwide. And we can see now what the game is in this last video of this leaked document from Sage, because it's happening here in America, too. For example, I would argue that this is exactly why they're trying to silence all this talk about, you know, alternative cures and stuff, because mm-hmm. they want people afraid. They want to amp up the fear so that they can then shut things down more. They want a compliant public that obeys these color scheme charts.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, the hydrochloroquine, you know, when that comes out, you just look at the difference of reporting with that, where it's this dangerous, untested, unproven sort of thing. And then, you know, some big pharmaceutical company comes out with a proprietary supposed preventative measure. And all of the articles are, could this be the miracle cure we've been waiting for? And, you know, is this going to be the vaccine that saves us all? And it's like, all right, it's untested. They just came up with it in the last month. It's not proven at all. And yet the way it's being covered is so hopeful and energetic, and yet when you come out with something that has been shown to be able to help with coronavirus, it's completely crudded on, let's just say, since we are over the radio. Now, and you also talk about the difference between America and Europe and how the European lack of free speech is sort of making its way over to America, but it is, you know, it's videos like that. It's videos like the Canadian couple who was taken out of their home for their own safety, right? You heard that a bunch, because basically they stood up against the local Hamilton, Ontario government, and they were dragged out of their homes for mental health evaluations. And it really makes you value the First Amendment. And remember that as bad as things are getting here, as much as the private companies will do everything they can to destroy free speech, and we'll be getting into Twitch and some other big tech companies on that front in just a little bit, it's still makes you realize we at least have that First Amendment. So at least we're starting off on a better place. We at least just have to protect the First Amendment, where places like England and Canada, and basically everywhere except America, I guess you could say, are starting off on much farther back in their attempts to just speak freely and get the truth out there. And I want to play this video. This just shows some of the anger that's being felt around the world. This is from Ireland. This video was actually tweeted out by Michelle Malkin, and she tweeted out saying that the account that originally posted the video was deleted off Twitter, and the video is quickly deleted off Twitter. So figure, hey, if Twitter's deleting this video, it's probably something that our audience would want to know about. And it gives you a little taste of exactly how people around the world, the regular people, you know, the people who the governments are supposed to represent, how they feel about the just absolute travesty of freedom, that travesty of representation. You'll see. This is Lockdown Ireland. The breakout begins at 5 p.m. tonight, apparently. Let's go here.
Okay, so the judge has gone to make his judgment. We've asked him, could he please, given that we are effectively in a state of martial law, on in this country, that there has been an effective coup by an unelected government, a government firmly rejected by the Irish people in February, and at least three ministers who do not even have seats in the Dáil. Given all of this, we've asked the judge, could he please make his order quickly so that we can get to the substantial hearing. So, look, we feel that a lot of games went on today. He said that we were making a full frontal attack, was his exact terminology, wasn't it, on the separation of powers, effectively. Well, we would say very differently. That this is a full frontal attack on Bunrock na hÉireann and on our most basic fundamental freedom. We really believe, given that the people of Ireland are under house arrest, that the children of Ireland cannot go to school, that the elderly of Ireland cannot get the health care that they need, they cannot see their families, many of them are dying alone, that so many citizens, that the people who pay the tax, pay the exchequer to keep everything moving, the parents of these children, the sons and daughters of these elderly people, that they are stopped from earning their livelihood. Our small businesses, who are the backbone of our economy, are broken. They are broken.
Well, here we are at the end of the process.
Yeah.
The idea that they serve the Irish people, just like RTE, they're forgotten. They're forgotten.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do. And that's part of what we're doing with this case, to say we can risk everything. We're not afraid to risk anything.
Yeah.
Because no matter what we have as human beings now, it will be worthless if they succeed in doing to our country what they want to do to it.
So that spirit that you see on display there is exactly why the globalists of the world are intent on destroying the American people and the European people. That unwillingness to submit to absolute control, this unfair house arrest. But in the beginning of that clip, what she's talking about is, you know, there are people that have run for office in Ireland. They weren't voted into office. The people of Ireland rejected them. But they get around this by appointing them to unelected positions under the guise of, well, it's an emergency. We have to do this. And we're seeing this in America to even a more extreme extent, where in places like New York, governor, Andrew Cuomo, tweets out, you know, I've invited Bill Gates and the Bill Gates Foundation to come in and redo our entire education system. And, oh, because of this coronavirus, we've invited Eric Schmidt of Google to come in and be a board, you know, to create a committee to redesigning every aspect of life in New York. And it's like, okay, nobody voted for Bill Gates. Nobody voted for Eric Schmidt. These people are technocratic billionaire industrial monsters, essentially, complete supervillains, and they don't have to appeal to the people. They don't have to lay out what their plans for the people are in order to get approval for that. They simply get in through the back door. You have Andrew Cuomo just inviting them in, just saying, hey, come install your technocracy. There's from Andrew Cuomo. As we prepare to reopen, we have the opportunity to reimagine and build back our education system better. We will work with the Gates Foundation and develop a blueprint to do this. Why? Why does the Gates Foundation get carte blanche? Why do they get a blank check to rewrite the education system in New York? And what does the coronavirus have to do with that at all?
Right.
It makes no sense at all. And there's this from Andrew Cuomo as well. The federal government must develop fair rules now to ensure any future vaccine is available to all. And he also goes on to literally invite Eric Schmidt of Google to take over, just take over life. Just let's redesign life from the ground up, because we're not happy with all this freedom everyone seems to enjoy. It's sickening.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We're seeing is off the charts, nothing we've ever seen. It's 100 times the wake up we've ever seen. Friends, family, neighbors, community, my phone's blowing off the hook. I can't walk in a grocery store now where I'm, instead of a few people shaking my hand here and there, I'm being mobbed by everyone saying, it's all a hoax, you're totally right, it's crap, it's BS, it's New World Order, Bill Gates is a demon. You go to any video, ABC News, CBS, NBC, CNN, and every comment is, Bill Gates is a eugenicist, here's a link to him saying depopulate the planet. The next clip, the next link is to somebody else exposing him. What's exciting is the people are all telling me in the street, or I'm seeing it online, that they're researching and they're finding stuff I never found. You'd think I know everything about Bill Gates. I don't. Devastating new videos are coming out of them at award bank. What's going? We're here to depopulate, giving awards for eugenics just 15 years ago. I mean, it's insane. In fact, I can hardly even sleep at night now. So much stuff's coming in. We're airing it all on the show, or as much as we can. But here's the problem. I'm not stupid, neither are you. They're punching us. They were on top of us. We got pissed, got them off of us politically, gave them a big right hook, knocked them down. They're getting up. We just knocked their ass on the ground. These people don't give up. So the fight's starting right now. Like when we invaded Europe to free Europe from the Nazis and the Battle of the Bulge, they had their big counteroffensive that they launched. And just, I'm telling you, get yourselves ready, spread the word, pray to God, and just absolutely understand that this is crunch time because they are going to launch their counteroffensive. Listen, they failed with Russiagate. They failed with Ukrainegate. They failed to totally smash the economy so far. People are waking up to the COVID-19 hoax. Now it's leading right back to Gates and Fauci running the Wuhan facility. They are going to launch something really big, really, really quick. And we should all be debating now what's the next big hoax. I said in October, November, I think it'll be a bio attack, and that's why I use the whole image of the spaceman on Earth, because things would be biologically so dangerous that humans couldn't live on the planet. That was what I was seeing in their pre-programming. And we had Event 201 and lockstep and all the rest of it. So we need to now cogitate and really meditate and really focus and really pray and seek God and a discernment to see what the next attack's going to be. Separately, I've been so busy fighting the globalists and working on some inside baseball stuff that I'm taking off the next few days to work on the Bill Gates film and to get a bunch of other projects completed and major investigative journalism. And so I've been so busy, we haven't had time to come up with a new special. We have to end this big mega sale in a couple days. We've extended it because a bunch of our best-selling items are selling out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, by the time you watch this, will be sold out. Bodies will be sold out in a couple days. X3 Triiodines, about to sell out, 60% off. Ultra 12, 40% off, about to sell out. Pollen Block, still selling a day or two. They're still major league discounted. But Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off. X2 Survival Shield, a must-have, 50% off. Super Bowl Vitality, 35% off. DNA Force Plus, that's the one you should really get, or the iodine. They're both incredible. That's 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. I'm out of time. I want to get back to Harrison Smith. I want to get back to Paul Joseph Watson. I want to get back to all the great hosts like Greg Reese. They're taking over for the next few days with Owen Schroyer, but I'm going to be here in the ATX fighting hard. But take action, fund the Infowar, get great products you need at InfowarsStore.com. You only lose by not taking action.
Exactly right. It's apathy that will end us in the end. Harrison Smith and Greg Reese here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be taking you through the remainder of this hour and into the next hour. And then in the fourth hour, Paul Joseph Watson will take over to close out the show before the War Room begins at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, I want to play this video. This video has been making its rounds on Twitter. I believe it originally came out of 8chan. It's just an anonymous video that somebody edited. But it is very good. It's excellent. It has Tucker Carlson and features many of the Republican neocon rhino traitors that have kept us in this mess. And he makes a great point about how the blame is there to go around. It's not all the Democrats. We've been failed by those who claim to stand up for us. So we'll go to this video and then discuss all of the new multitudinous new news with Obamagate, because literally today there's been like today and yesterday there have been like 12 new advancements in this story. So we'll discuss all that after this video from an anonymous editor somewhere out there in the internet. Here it is.
Do you know anybody who trusts the government anymore? There's a reason for that. And by the way, it's not just Democrats you should blame. The vast majority of the Russian collusion investigation occurred during the first 2 years of this administration. Who ran the government then? At the time, Republicans controlled both houses of Congress and every single committee by definition. They had the power to expose this hoax and to shut it down, but they did not. It's Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and Richard Burr and so many of the other useless Senate Republicans. Total phonies. They didn't really do anything.
Richard Burr, he is calling Don Trump Jr. back.
Senator Burr, who's well-respected, he doesn't want to be lied to. He wants to get to the bottom of what happened.
And Republican Senator Richard Burr had served the president's son with a subpoena. Can you explain why the Republican would want to do that?
Gowdy disputes Trump's spy claim.
No, I think Gowdy's appearance was a disgrace. According to Gowdy, the FBI ran it by the book, how the Americans would have wanted them to run the investigation. Really? Give me a
break.
You said, I am even more convinced that the FBI did exactly what Americans would want them to do.
There was no spy. Have you seen any evidence of that?
I have not. I would think you would want the FBI to find out whether or not there was any validity to what those people were saying. The FBI did exactly what my fellow citizens would want them to do.
He says the FBI did exactly what we should want them to do.
The number one question I get asked from Americans is,
why no one has gone to jail and been held accountable?
It was Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy that wouldn't give us that subpoena power. We didn't send out a single subpoena, not one.
I supported the Mueller investigation because I didn't know. Senator, we're talking about a shredding of constitutional law due process that we would ever have.
You say that Mueller is a good guy, right?
That's been my experience, yes.
And you'll do anything necessary to protect him from being interfered with?
Absolutely.
Well, and it's all been there. Where's Director Ray, though? I've got a lot of people yelling at me tonight. He's not doing his job.
And you'll do anything necessary to protect him?
Absolutely.
Somebody that every American should trust, Mr. Mueller.
Bob Mueller, it was an excellent appointment. He will go wherever the facts lead him. He will have great credibility.
People want you to move on this, Senator. Are you going to do it?
Yeah, but I've told you, and I'll tell you again.
Total phonies who tell you they're representing you, but don't. Explain why they didn't really do anything to stop the derailment of America while it was in progress.
He's exactly right, and that video makes it abundantly clear the failure of the so-called Republicans, the so-called conservatives there in Washington, and their absolute inability to mount any sort of effective resistance against the Democrats, who are just hell-bent on destroying everything we've grown to love here as Americans. Now, I think some of the neocons are finally sensing the pushback. You have Rand Paul calling out a bunch of them. Of course, you have Tucker Carlson calling out all of them. You have a groundswell of disdain for these people, and I think they're kind of feeling it. Here's just some of the updates from the last few days from the House Judiciary GOP Twitter account. Breaking: after failing to hear from FBI Director Christopher Wray, Jim Jordan and Mike Johnson invite Bill Priestrip and Joe Pientka to appear before the Judiciary Committee. So, of course, Bill Priestrip was the FBI agent who was the author of that memo talking about trying to get General Flynn to lie. So they're making some moves to try to get some of these criminals in front of them to answer some questions. Lindsey Graham also, again, seemingly finally after, you know, so long, far too late, he starts to make some moves. Lindsey Graham sets to vote to subpoena Comey, Brennan, and dozens more in oversight of Crossfire Hurricane. So that vote will take place on June 4th as to whether to authorize subpoenas for documents and testimony from more than 50 current or former government officials. So don't get your hopes up. They'll probably throw a wrench in the works, you know, when it comes down to it. But, you know, at least it seems that they're, at least in some small way, hearing the anger and the fury coming out of the American people. Of course, A.G. Barr is, again, you know, once again, just being this almost sphinx-like enigma as to whether or not he's a good guy. So A.G. Barr downplays Obamagate. He says, I don't expect Obama and Biden will be criminally investigated, which personally is a mistake, in my opinion. We know these people. We know their names. We know what they've done. We know when they did it and how they did it and how they justified it and how they lied about it. So there's a list of people who are traitors, who are criminals, who are anti-American scum and need to be called out for it. So William Barr is now in the position of either, you know, executing warrants and bringing justice to these people on the list or being on the list himself. So that's the position he finds himself in as we move further into Obamagate. There's a great article on Yahoo News, Obamagate is Not a Conspiracy Theory, where he breaks down just the overwhelming evidence for Obamagate, compares it to Russiagate and the lack of evidence there, and just lays it out quite clearly. Look, this isn't a conspiracy theory. These are the facts. Here are the facts that we know. If you think that sounds like a conspiracy, well, maybe you're one of us. Maybe you need to come on over and join the good side. We'll be right back. Gregory Harrison Smith on The Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere, folks.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.